This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, while as we're enjoying the Memorial Day weekend, we need to realize that this could be the deadliest. A new report by the National Safety Council estimates that 439 Americans will be killed on the road this Memorial Day weekend. This is the highest number since 2009 and about 100 more than in 2014. Another 50,500 will be seriously injured. I mean, this is Memorial Day weekend. We aren't even talking about New Year's. We're not even talking about dead of winter. Now, they say that many people, because of the economy, aren't taking planes. They're not flying. So the roads are going to be more popular. All right? So a lot of people are going to be getting out of Dodge and driving out. And they say more drivers means more traffic fatalities. According to a report from the National Safety Council, they say it is really part of a larger trend that is occurring on our roadways right now. During the recession, a lot of our habits changed. And fewer people were dying on the roads because fewer people were driving. Now you see, I see we're still in a recession. And so many of us are not going to fly or go out. We're going to take a car. I mean, we did. San Diego. You think I'm going to fly to San Diego? It was expensive to fly to San Diego. So we took a drive out. Not for Memorial Day. That was a couple weekends back. They say the number of traffic deaths per year had been above 42,000 since the mid-1990s. But in 2008 and 2009, the number plummeted to about 40,000 and then 36,000. So it has stayed low for 6 years, which is a downward trend that is starting to reverse, they say, as employment rates pick up. Gas prices fell. Now, that's what I think is a big key indicator. Gas prices going down. Go, you want to know what? It may not be too expensive now to drive out of state. So fatalities. They say the number of fatalities often increases faster than the number of drivers for a variety of reasons. There could be a disproportionately large increase in the number of young drivers. The young drivers are the highest risk of traffic fatalities, or the group that causes the most, they say. It could also be, look, the weather's nice. When the roads are dry, people think they could speed. You know, a lot of winter driving, you know, or people will slow down a little bit. You know, it's interesting. And a lot of people won't drive during the dead winter. So, you know, so we also recommend the guys stay calm. Okay, I mean, you know, we don't have to be grumpy. All right, we're all going to get there. We have an extra day off, which, by the way, we really do need to talk about Memorial Day. Okay, it's an holiday to honor those who lost their lives serving the country. Okay, and it is it's a tribute. But, of course, we all enjoy it as the start of summer and the start of partying. And so, yeah. So how to reduce your risk? So they say, given that the rates of traffic deaths are largely due to people that are on the road, the best way to reduce your risk is to drive shorter distances or to not drive at all. This is according to their research team. According to Dr. Foss, he says, I often tell people, I can cut your driving risk in half. Just drive half as much. He made it funny. He's funny. He said, take the highway instead of local roads because all the traffic is moving in the same direction and you will not have cars crossing in front of you. It's true. Highway driving could possibly be safer because you don't have the four-way stops. You don't have people running reds. It's interesting. A lot of people think highway driving is more dangerous. It can be because of the higher speeds. Okay. It's a good point. They say choose a route that's less congested. And slower traffic is often safer. Oh, they say choose a route that is congested. I disagree. I know I'm no safety expert, but I disagree because, you know, when you're in a hurry, okay, here's the thing. I live in Las Vegas. So we see time and time again the L.A.-Vegas traffic. And depending on which way you're going, usually it's the L.A., the California, I should say, not L.A., but the California to Vegas group of visitors. And they come on Friday, so there's traffic, and then when they leave on Sunday, or now in this case Monday, there's traffic going back. And the frustration that people have when it's a long line or a long wait. Okay, you know, you could do the drive from here to L.A. to, I could get to Santa Monica Pier in 3 hours and 45 minutes if I don't have to pee. If I have to pee and I have to eat, I have to go the speed limit, it's about four hours, 15 minutes, something like that. All right, when there's traffic, that can easily go to 6, 7, 8 hours. So, unfortunately, people get grumpy. They get tired. They get burned out. So, I don't know. I mean, but he's got a point. If you're in gridlock or you're only going 10, 15 miles an hour, can't get into a high-speed accident. So we want you guys to be careful. We want you to enjoy yourself. Another thing we need to spend time talking about is our meat and how we barbecue it. Don't overchar your meat, okay? All right? The black char stuff, I think, is carcinogenic. So we always seem to recommend that you scrape that off or don't burn the meat too much. I'm not saying eat raw or rare, but just, you know, keep that in mind. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, there's been a lot of calls and a lot of questions on pain management and how to manage that, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Zika fears have prompted 125 public health experts to call for the Olympics to be moved from Rio. Okay, we have 125 prominent scientists, doctors, and medical ethicists. I don't know where I officially stand on it, but I don't think I want a bunch of Americans going down to the Olympics and then coming back with Zika in the blood. And Ross going to be talking about acute blood shortages. The Chicago Area Blood Center has made a quote-unquote critical appeal for blood donations. And this is with the arrival of the holiday weekend. I'm going to tell you what we're doing with the Dr. Dahlia Show and how we're going to be grouping up with United Blood Services, American Red Cross, One Blood, American Blood Centers. We're going to try to do a group effort so we could continually having a nice flow of blood. But this is serious. When you have hospitals going, we are in dire need. This is some serious stuff. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sit tight. We're going to be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride. fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, you know, while I was in and out of town, we had a lot of calls, and a couple of you we're talking about your chronic pain issues. So let's get to those right away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, Dr. Dolly, hi, listening to your show late night here in Las Vegas. About 2 in the morning on Sunday night, or Monday morning, I should say. And yes, I am addicted to opiates for over 10 years. And I started out like the typical guy. Car accident, cab driver, had never taken or was ever addicted to anything in my life. I made it through the 70s and 80s clean as a whistle, believe it or not. I'm looking for help. I need it bad. I've had everything from fentanyl to whatever you want to call it. I've done it. Yeah, Dr. Downey, hi, listening to your show, okay. Late Night.
Oh, looks like it's on a loop. All right. We're gonna address that. We have some ideas. Let's go to the next caller and then we'll talk about it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. No worries. He represents, the first caller represents, somebody who, like you said, he's never had an issue, never took a medication, never took a drug. All of a sudden, he's in an accident. I think he said it was a Keith's cab driver. So here he is in an accident. All of a sudden, is now on pain medicines for an injury. All right, let's go to the next caller, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Those of us who have been on fentanyl for 4 years in healing, MRSA, flush-eating MRSA, that was extremely painful to heal. But, when it was time to get off of it, I had absolutely no problem. A little bit of itching under the skin, that all it was, no big deal. But anyway, why are some people more susceptible than others? Thank you very much.
All right. So the reason why of all the questions, you know, we played these two, is it shows the dichotomy. It shows the variety of people that end up needing to be on a medication such as fentanyl. Look at how both of them brought up fentanyl. Now, when I was training, okay, fentanyl was kind of new. And it was the big guns. I mean, which is why I hardly used it, because I was a medical student, then I was a medical resident, and I wasn't dealing with the heaviest of heavy, requirements of pain medicine. I mean, I was working with people that had back surgery and abdominal surgery, or in her particular case, it sounds like the lady caller had a MRSA infection, a multiple, resistant drug or methicillin resistant, staph infection, that had to be probably drained and treated, et cetera. And so, you know, we would use, Lortab, Vicodin, hydrocodone, and then we'd have to pump it up to, Percocet. Sometimes we'd have to do morphine, et cetera. And the fentanyl were safe for the very, very heavy recalcitrant people in pain. Here you have two people, both ending up being titrated up to fentanyl, which tells me they were in a lot of pain. And that means they very easily became used to the medication that was being used to treat them. And then, unfortunately, they had to go stronger to the point where it was fentanyl. And the other thing that's very apparent in these cases is these weren't two people that decided to take the medicine for funsies and get a high off the opiate and then become addicted. One was in a car accident. The other one had a staph infection. Not anything that they wanted to bring on themselves purposefully. So I wanted you guys to listen to at least those two cases so that you hear we're talking about regular, you know, everyday you and I getting a bad hand of cards and then unfortunately requiring heavy, heavy pain medication. You know, I'm in my 40s, even though don't tell anybody, I like to pretend I'm in my 20s. And I've been in multiple car accidents, and thank God, I've never needed surgery. What stinks is now that I'm getting into my 40s, I've been there for a while. I've kind of been here for a while. Things are starting to hurt more. I mean, my neck is bothering me, my low back, and I know that's par for the course. I know I'm getting older, and I didn't have any residuals from the accidents, but, you know, you're starting to get some arthritis, and I worry. You know, I worry, what if I am developing something later in life where when I am in my 50s, I'm going to need some sort of pain medicine? And if the pain medicine is very short-lived, am I going to need it every 4 hours, every 6 hours, and then 7 days a week, 30 days a month? 31 days a month, 365 days a year, you know, you start to get a little, you know, nervous about that. So what my recommendation is, okay, is one, we need to make sure and go back and make sure that the original cause of the pain isn't an issue. Now, in the second caller's case, she had a MRSA infection, She had some sequela from that that required her to be on fentanyl. The for some reason the clip didn't go all the way through with the her call. There must have been some issues with the recording. But my assumption is she had to be on it for a certain amount of time. She was able to go off of it. Why? Because her original problem was gone, and maybe it's because she wasn't on the medicine long enough to develop a deep, deep, deep addiction to it. The other caller, he's asking for help. Okay? I mean, he's been on, I think he even said 10 years now. All right? So we need to figure out how to go back and see where the baseline pain is. Now, there's tests like discograms where they could tell if the pain is, see, a big thing that now pain management doctors have to do is they have to figure out, are you going through addiction or withdrawal, or are you in real pain? Okay? Because if you go through opioid withdrawal, you'll be agitated. You'll have body aches. You could have abdominal pain. You could have diarrhea. You could, you know, have chills, etc. I mean, going through narcotic addiction can be very, very painful. So in order for us to help you get off narcotics, okay, we almost have to treat the addictive part separately from the physical part. Okay, we need to isolate out the addiction and treat you as for a narcotic addiction. And people hate that term. It's not very politically correct. People feel like you're calling me an addict because that's a negative connotation. But just like what we talked to Dr. Hedger in the previous hour about anorexia and bulimia, etc., there are certain addictions that it's a physical dependence. And these physical dependences doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean you're, you know, going to jail for doing something illicit. Okay? It means that you have a dependence now. So, you know, what we need to do is we need to make sure you have adequate pain control, all right, if you're in pain. But if the pain is completely gone, then we need to very aggressively treat the addiction. So if you actually have the need for a fusion, or if you're developing lumbar stenosis, or you have a major, major issue in your back, and this is for the first caller, all right? I mean, you may need surgery. You may need injections. You may need rhizotomy. You may need certain procedures to help deal with the pain. Because, you know, us dealing with a narcotic withdrawal and getting you off the pain medications, if you're still in pain, I mean, A, you're not going to want to go through the rehab, and B, we're back to where we started with the pain. So we need to make sure if it is true pain and if it you know, if there is something that we could actually address. Another thing that drives me crazy is there's people that are dealing with chronic pain issues, and they actually have a tumor or they have an infection in the bone. And nobody goes deeper and looks into that because they're like, well, you know, he's on pain medication, so the reason why he's in pain is because he's withdrawing. And you're like, oh, no, no, no. So, you know, we really need to investigate what is going on. If we come to the conclusion that, you know what, the pain's gone, now all we're dealing with is a narcotic withdrawal, that's pretty easy to tell. Okay, we put you on some clonidine, or we put you on, there's a new combo drugs that seems to help with opioid addiction, the buprenorphine versus, and the naloxone. This is a combo that may help with drug craving and prevent withdrawal. Clonidine, sometimes the so we could try a detox and see how you do. And if you don't go through pain, and you go through withdrawal, and you're like, no, I don't have the back pain to begin with, then, whew, problem solved. So it's that systematic approach that we need to do. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way at Lulu's staff, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. Each product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today for your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase. Go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Paid on spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-726-5635 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-726-5635. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-726-5635 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-726-5635. That's 800-726-5635. 800-726-5635.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I hope everybody is having an amazing Memorial Day weekend. Of course, we're honoring our troops and all of those that sacrificed their lives and the families who sacrificed their lives and health and their youth for our for our well-being. So, thank you all out there from the bottom of my heart. One thing I'm doing is I'm learning how to scuba dive. I know me, scuba diving day! Well, because my husband, he's a dive master, and my older son knows how to scuba dive, so me and the baby are, I think you have to be over 12 years old, and he's 13. So me and the baby are learning how to scuba dive. Hey, mommy and baby, my little baby fishy. He doesn't like me doing that, though. When we're in the scuba, he doesn't like me doing that. Oh, my baby. But this is how I do it. I mean, here's the thing. I think scuba diving is really, really cool. It is something I've always wanted to do. And I passed all these years. I was like, all right, well, I'll wait. Because, my babies were on land. Well, now that my husband has taken my babies 60 feet, okay, or 80 feet now deep in the water, or however low, I'm like, oh, mama's going to be there with the oxygen. And I'll also be there with some snacks and some, fruit cups and things like that. Because my babies are going to be over. I don't want them to be getting overexhausted. And it's very, very interesting, me being not only a doctor, but a mom, going through these classes, okay? Because I'm sitting there and my son is like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to get to see sharks. I'm going to get to... And by the way, sharks, you don't really worry about sharks, okay? Sharks won't bother you. I mean, we're going to be talking about this bee sting. This guy got stung by, I think, 1,000 bees. You don't bug the bee won't bug you. Bees will go after you. Sharks usually won't. If you don't mess with the shark, so if you're down there and you get to see a shark, it's supposed to be a blessing. And you basically just kind of take it slow. You retreat very slowly because you don't want him to think like you're getting in his way. And the shark goes by you, you do have a weapon on you, but it's not a weapon. You have a knife on you in case you get caught up in kelp or in case you get caught up in fishing line. That's what the knife is for. But you're not supposed to be killing fish, okay? And the funny thing is if there is an issue with a shark, remember what I taught you guys? To nip it in the nose or the eyes or the gills to make it go away. Last thing you want to do is all this blood all over the place where you can't see around it, and now it attracts other sharks because there's other blood. So I'll tell you guys. I mean, I'm going to be scuba diving over the summer, and I'll let you guys know if I see a shark. This is going to be pretty cool. The problem is, okay, is like, me. I think the way I did when I was 16. I got this. I'm cool. Whatever. This is going to be awesome. The problem is I'm sitting next to my baby. So I have my husband. My husband I'm not worried about because, he's bigger than me and he's strong and all that. But my two baby boys, okay, it doesn't matter how big my baby boys get, they're still my babies. And so what I'm worried about is if the mama bear is going to come out when we're underwater. Okay, there's moray eels, there's barracuda, there's shark. And usually all of these will leave you alone as long as you don't bug them. But, my kids, I see them trip over the dog, and I see them accidentally step on the cat. So I worry a little bit. Are my kids going to accidentally mess with a fish that's going to then get mad? Remember, these fish, they can talk to each other. They communicate. And here we are going, whoo, whoo, bubble, bubble, bubble. Plus, and don't make me think about this, we are going to be underwater. Now, this is the thing with scuba diving, okay? Many of you guys scuba dive, you go, it's easy, it's a piece of cake. This is, to me, though, the only problem I have with scuba diving. Okay, when you scuba dive, your biggest danger isn't running out of air. You're smart about it, you watch it, you gauge, you calculate. The biggest risk is as you ascend from being deep in the water, okay, your air volume expands. So if you don't exhale as you go up, okay, you need to be breathing, but you need to exhale as you go up, there could be a lot of issues.
I actually have my scuba diving license, and I got it when I was like 12 or so.
Wow.
I need to go renew it again, but basically, if you're going out there and you're not on, like, a dive instruction or something like that, you're not going to go beyond 50, 60 feet, which is pretty
right,
safe
deep.
For what you're doing. Like, you will kind of have to worry about the bends. There's a chart you can look up online for it. But generally speaking, you're going to be pretty safe about the carbon and everything else. The biggest thing is making sure you don't get seen by predators, because I went to... Was it Tarpon Hole in Belize? And a great place. Tarpon are big dumb fish.
Been to Belize? Wait a second. You act like you've never left small town.
Oh no!
City. And really, you've been to Belize?
I have actually been to the three, not just Belize, but the three large major cities that I can think of are London, Moscow and New York City. I've been to the places, man. Like the
wow.
places to be.
And Belize You're so City, well traveled.
Belize City is my favorite so far. Wow. I gotta say, go check out Belize. Go check out Central South America if you're not worried about children and Zinka.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Belize is not in Australia, which was my first guess.
No, that's New Zealand.
Yeah.
Which also, that's one of my other stuff.
Amazing diving. Wow.
Yeah. So, but yeah, scuba diving is as long as you follow the instructors, unless you're going beyond 150 feet or...
Oh, yeah.
The one thing that I had, the biggest problem... was a storm started rolling in while we were out actually snorkeling, I almost got stuck between the storm and a barrier reef, which could have been incredibly painful, if not deadly. Watch your weather. That's the biggest thing, especially if you're out at ocean. Like, that's when your weather can change pretty drastically.
Exactly.
And so coral reefs are amazing until you're, being thrown up onto them. Then they're just sharp, painful, and obnoxious.
Exactly.
Possibly deadly.
Yeah, and the currents, and it's something that you instinctively have to do. Many times when you start to, let's say there's a boat overhead or there is, let's say, a change in weather, you're safer lower in the water, believe it or not. The current is slower. You have more control. It's very interesting how that works.
The only thing is being pulled out to sea with the current. And that's not that bad. I mean, as long as you got some oxygen, you get... I think now they've got flotation devices. I need to go renew. I really need to.
Yeah,
it's been a
they
while.
Have some cool stuff. Yeah, and now they have the. So let's say you get away from your boat and you get swept out by a rip current or whatever. You can go up to the surface, and then there's this big orange balloon thingy, and it sticks straight up. And then you sit there and you wait until the boat comes.
Now, provided you can find it. That was the big thing.
I know, especially with the waves and stuff.
That's why you need those inflatable pieces so you can stay at the top of the water and then just breathe your oxygen in case waves become too big of a problem.
The other thing, too, is, they say, don't have bright colors because sharks like that, but I want boats to see me. I want to be in hot pink. I want them to see me. I don't want to be in a dark
suit. Oh, you want to look like a big, tasty tuna.
Yeah, I do. But I want boats to see me. The other thing, too, is I got, a lot of bling on my nails, and that's very flashy, and that's going to be a no-no, so I'll have to wear gloves. But what I was talking about before is, you have to exhale slowly, and you can't just go right up to the top. And the only thing that's going to be a little issue with me is I like to always know I have a quick escape. I like to always know if anything goes wrong, we can get the hell out of there. And the fact that you have to take your time going up, it's going to be a little problem for me. And that I'm going to have to, because I don't do anything slow. I'm in and out of my studio. I'm in and out of my, and it's, so that's going to definitely take, but it's going to be cool. And, and then of course, are you allowed to pee? I'm going to talk to my instructor and say, look, if I'm going to be down doing a 60-minute dive, I'm going to have to be able to pee. And the thing is peeing is warm, so that's a great way to warm you up in your wetsuit, is you pee. So it's not gross. Hey, we're talking about survival, okay? I need to survive down there 60 feet, because I think my dive's only going to be 60 feet. I don't think they're going to make me go lower. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. As we're being told that many hospitals are having acute blood shortages, we have a Chicago area blood center that has made a critical appeal for blood donations with the arrival of the holiday weekend. And Heartland Blood Centers said it has less than a day's worth left of O negative blood. This is scary, and as many of you know, O negative blood is the most important blood for these banks to have, even though they'll take any of your blood, because O negative, we could give to anybody, okay? Alright, we could give it to an A, a B, an AB person. We could give O negative blood to anybody, okay? If you're blood type AB, it's great. You can take B blood, you can take A blood. So if you have blood type AB and you're going, wait a second, I thought I was the lucky one. You are. If you're blood type AB, you could receive anybody's blood. But if you have O negative blood, we want you to donate like crazy. And this O negative blood is what we always want to have on store in addition to everything else. They're also facing a shortage of O positive and Rh negative blood types. So if you're B negative or A negative, that's important. And the center is really concerned because of the approaching long Memorial Day weekend. A lot of car accidents take place. And Heartland Blood Centers has been serving over 71 hospitals in Chicago, Northwest Indiana, and Northern Illinois. Among them are 5 trauma centers. Now, according to a resident medical officer, they say they face a lot of shortage every summer. And so many times Students' Blood Donor Club tries to work with staff and alumni for blood donation. The hospital dean is planning to schedule so that every Monday a batch of students and doctors come and donate blood. They're trying to increase donation during this period. This is a scary time. So the one thing that the Dr. Dahlia Show is doing is we are organizing National Blood Donation Week and a National Blood Donation Day, where all states have their blood donation day at that same time. Sounds like Rhode Island is getting on board. We have Florida, Georgia, One Blood, who represents a bunch of states in the South. We're getting in touch with American Red Cross, American Blood Centers, and United Blood Services is helping us with the forefront of this to set up a National Blood Donation Week, as well as strict state blood donation days, a Maine Blood Donation Day, an Alaska Blood Donation Day, because this is urgent. This is extremely urgent. And so what we're going to do is we're going to set this up, because it's going to take some time to obviously organize, for every September. And that will hopefully ensure that we have an adequate blood supply as we come into flu season. Now, in the meantime, many states need your blood now. All right? And especially if you're O negative, please, please, please. Okay? We'll make it up to you somehow. And it's not dangerous. A lot of people panic. They go, well, gosh, you know, if I donate blood, you know, then unfortunately I'll have less blood. If I get into an accident, you guys could do away with one pint, okay? If you do not have a medical condition, because they won't take the blood if you have a medical condition. If you have severe anemia, you know, if you have blood disorders, they won't make you donate blood. Nobody's going to make you do anything. But if you're healthy, you could give a pint very safely. Jennifer writes, doctor, when donating blood, will they send me something after letting me know my blood type? Absolutely. So they will let you know what your blood type is if you donate blood. Absolutely, Jennifer. And sometimes they'll even do your cholesterol. So let you know your cholesterol level. It's pretty cool. Some blood banks also let you know your HIV status, too. All right, but I'm not saying go to a blood bank to get your blood tested, okay? Go get your blood tested at your doctor's office, or medical provider's office. But when it comes to, I want to donate, but I don't know what my blood type is, they'll figure it out. Just donate. It's okay. It's okay. If you're A positive, if you're B positive, we'll take it all. All right? And for those of you in your respective states who want to help with National Blood Donation Week or National Blood Donation Day, either making phone calls or either calling people to ask them to do a blood drive or to help me get the word out, please contact me at drdahlia.com. This is going to be a concerted effort between all 50 states. Lord knows we've got to help Puerto Rico with what's going on with Zika over there, and it is just going to get worse over the summer. So we got to work, and we got to work now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of us were watching the spelling bee. And what was very fascinating is after 39 rounds, I didn't sit and watch the whole thing. Okay? In fact, I left after I misspelled all the words that the six-year-olds could do. There were two boys that became joint winners of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. It was the third time in the competition's history where it ended in a tie. Jaram Hathwar, 13, and Nihar Janga, 11, beat out 282 other contestants. For an hour, the two finalists competed until the judges ran out of words. They ran out of words because these kids were so good. So it was called a draw. Janga, the youngest winner in the Bee's history, he said after winning, he crossed his arms in an X as a homage to his football hero, Dez Bryant. See? He makes the same gesture when he scores. Let's go, man. He's a Cowboy fan. Love this kid. Love this kid. So Dez Bryant said, you made my whole day, buddy. Congrats on winning the Spelling Bee Champ. Somehow, some way, I have to get you to a game. Oh, Dez Bryant, you rock. See, that's cool. I'm such a big fan. Such a big fan of the Cowboys. Love the Cowboys. Anyway, apparently, this spelling bee thing is genetic. Because for Jerome Hothwar, his brother Siram was the 2014 co-champion. Well, I wonder if they have two brothers working against each other. I gotta tell you, man, good job, guys. There was a first grader that was eliminated preliminary round. And he was just excited he could be there. By the way, each winner gets $40,000. What a resume booster. Can you imagine? Oh, I'm so proud of these babies. They don't spell. My kids don't. They can, now they're, you know, I mean, they're smart. Nope. The world's first pot-friendly gym is opening in San Francisco. This fall, San Franciscans will be able to get high while they exercise. A new gym called Power Plant Fitness will allow members to consume marijuana on site while working out. If they want to go back and work out after they smoke, they say it won't be a place to get high and just mess around. We are focused on the athletic side, the cannabis side. This is according to Jim McAlpine, founder of the cannabis event series 420 Games and co-founder of Power Plant Fitness. McAlpine's other venture, 420 Games, is like the Olympics for stoners, they say, according to this article. I didn't write the article. Today, the company hosts athletic events nationwide with pot enthusiasts and their families completing triathlons, obstacle courses, mountain bike races, golf tournaments, I guess while smoking pot, I guess. So, good for you guys. Just please be careful. I mean, gym equipment, be careful, please. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about the Heimlich today. And I want to teach you guys how to do the Heimlich. And this is obviously going to take more than a couple minutes. So I really urge you guys to review that. But the Heimlich, I guess Dr. Heimlich is like 96 years old, and he performed it on the first woman that he's ever performed on. Somebody was actually choking. You need to be able to identify somebody who's choking. They look like they're having trouble breathing or coughing. A lot of times they're quiet. Sometimes their hands are around their mouth. So you need to reassure them. You need to get the victim in a standing position. If they're sitting at a table eating, you got to get them standing up. All right? What you need to do is you need to get your, you need to stand behind the victim. You got to reach around them. You got to make a fist with your dominant hand. If you're right-handed, then you make a right-hand fist. What you got to do is your thumb of the fist should point into the fist. Place the fist right above the victim's belly button and under the breastbone. Take your other hand, wrap around the fist. Okay? Remember, don't put the thumb into the body. Okay? Because that'll hurt. Have the thumb into your fist. Pull in and up. Pressing on the victim's abdomen. Okay? And that, do that in quick upward thrust using good force, like a letter J. Alright? And, of course, hopefully somebody's calling 911 just in case you can't successfully do the Heimlich. Alright? So make sure 911 is called even before you start. But that's how you perform the Heimlich, and hopefully they spew it out. Pretty good stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at EmberLit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the EmberLit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, EmberLit stoves are up to the task. EmberLit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at EmberLit.com.